Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now from Denver, another snapshot of my immersion into this culture of entrepreneurs and innovators collaborating with the political leaders here in Colorado to jumpstart change. The COIN, Colorado Innovation Network, aims to take promising ideas and fast-track them into practice. Shireen Lohr-Raz-Solemnia is a former teacher, toy designer, and gamer. She's founder and CEO of the girl-oriented Playworks, but she's also teaching girls how to code by taking a fully mobile tech camp on a bus into low-income neighborhoods. She watches their dreams come alive, just as she told us, hers have.
I wanted to be like Tom Hanks in the movie Big. That was my dream. And I did that for a really long time, worked at Mattel and Barbie in research. And I got the corner office, I got everything I ever wanted, but I realized parents would come in and complain about how Bratz and Barbie were not positive role models for their daughter. And I started to do a lot of introspection and wondering, like, what happened? I feel like I had, like, a midlife crisis in my 20s. Now I'm very aging myself, but that's kind of how it started. So I started doing a lot of research in STEM, and I started looking for, like, what are the missing links? And I found a lot of missing links in STEM, specifically in the media and gaming and technology, everything for girls, because I kept hearing, you know, they're not empowering, they're not positive role models. And it was very clear that it had to be something empowering for girls in STEM. And it had to be something in the gaming space. And it had to be something, obviously now, in the coding and entrepreneurship space for girls. I mean, we're girl-focused and boy-inclusive. And we also work a lot with inner-city kids in L.A., where I'm from. But that's how it started, basically.
The kinds of people that you're in contact with sometimes draw blank stares among the kids from the neighborhoods in L.A. that you deal with.
Right.
For instance, hey, would you like to go see someone like Elon Musk? You can do that.
Yeah, we mentioned that, actually. I mentioned that originally when we did our first program. I went to the kids and I said, do you guys know about Tesla and SpaceX? I think one girl said, oh, I think that's a car, right? So I took a step back and I thought, okay, the media has a big influence. So what if I said, I went back and I said, girls, have you guys heard of Iron Man? And they're like, yeah, of course. And I said, all right, so Elon Musk is the real Iron Man. He was the inspiration for the movie. And they're like, what? And I said, yeah, you can even look it up. By the way, let me tell you, the Iron Man 2 movie was filmed at the location we're going, the SpaceX headquarters. And they actually have a real Iron Man suit there as well. And they're like, what? Oh, my God, when can we go? And I was like, wait, okay, we went from I have no clue to what you're talking about, and I really don't care because who the hell is that, to, wow, this is so cool, I can't wait. So it's been this really big learning experience from taking my background, which is very hip and cool, to, like, bringing that to the STEM space, specifically the tech and engineering and gaming and coding.
What do young girls from troubled neighborhoods in L.A. do with the skill of coding? What do they want to do? What do you help them to do? What dreams do they have?
So originally, on the first day, I asked the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I had two 11-year-old girls in South Central in the library tell me they wanted to be POs. And I said, PO, is that a police officer? No, probation officer. And I said, wait, do you guys know how much money you can make as a coder? And blank stares, I got some 500, 1,000. And so giving them all of these tools, it helps them really shift the mindset to, like, look, now I can work at Google. I have the power. I can be a coder. There's nobody telling me I can't do what I can't do just because I grew up in this culture or society or my neighborhood, which is all about PO or whatever they're feeding them, because they are still feeding them that stuff. I don't live in this box anymore, and now I have all this awareness to keep moving forward. And now I have connections and mentors and people that I can actually go to versus the people in my community, which kind of tell me this, like, blindsided view of, oh, no, no, you should be a PO.
What's the story you use to help them learn how to code? It's not simply book learning or memorization.
No, it's gamified. So it's all about the characters and the story and the concept of technically being a secret agent, and it's all like, you're a super secret agent on a mission to learn how to code. That's what I tell them the first day.
Shireen Lower Raz Salemnia is the founder and CEO of Playworks, an independent interactive media company that focuses on high-quality, innovative, multi-platform games.